Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
There it is.
Hello.
I love this song. It takes me back.
To when?
To my youth. I'm not going to say what
I'm saying. Well, mine's still going to be further back.
See, Mark is always trying to start some shit. We haven't even gotten, 10 seconds into the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race. We have hit the halfway point, guys.
Is it? Officially?
Yeah. Officially. Yeah. Halfway. Week 7. Episode 7.
Feels like it's been 12 weeks.
Who's joining me tonight? Who's
only
this?
Because we love each other.
Who's this?
Waldo! They found me!
Well, that's yet to be determined.
But I'm 123 Jackie B.
Well, her name is Jackie Borowski.
Yes.
And next to Jackie?
Mark J. Freeman. And he's at Lorraine Love.
Show them your bling.
Yes.
I brought some bling with me today.
Beautiful.
I have earrings. I left my earrings in the bag. Sorry.
It's all right. Next week.
You can only expect
something to look
so
forward
much.
To.
Next bling bling over there is
Cameron Marston.
And they can find you.
That's Tomacava 777.
And helping us tonight in the booth is Jonathan. Say hi, Jonathan.
Hey, guys.
I know you're a man of few words, so we'll move on. So, again, this is episode 7. Now, I want to bring up that there's a possibility, fingers crossed, and I've been told that there is a possibility that we could possibly move to Tuesdays.
Lots of possibilities.
Tuesdays. So, all of you guys who have commented and said that you'd prefer to have last week's Untucked and, the same Untucked with the same episode.
With this correct episode, yeah.
You may get your wish.
You may get your wish.
But don't hold me to that.
Yeah, we still need to get producer approval.
Exactly.
Of it, so,
right. There you go.
Well, we got one.
We got one. We need
the actual person who's in charge of scheduling. So, right. Your answers. See, we do try.
We do try.
We
try
to give her a ring.
Yeah.
We give her a ring if she switches us.
The point is not that there was an open slot before. There was none. There is now one. And the show is finished. Right. So there may be a possibility. It's not like we had this opportunity. So don't chime in and be like, well, you should have done it from the beginning. It wasn't available.
So don't worry about it. We try to accommodate everyone.
We
try not to say the word training. But sometimes that just doesn't happen. Anyway.
A good bottom is always accommodating.
And speaking of bottoms.
A good bottom is always on top.
Speaking of bottoms, pink dolphins, I am many things.
He's a happy bottom girl.
But, I can't be two things at once. So I can't be angry and I can't be bottom at the same time. I have to pick one. Yeah. I gotta pick one. So, there you go. Moving right along.
Snatch game.
Well, can we do Untucked?
Oh, just
kidding.
He was on it.
We are going to discuss last week's Untucked, and I have a question for Cameron Marston. Last week you were totally with Ginger. You were like, "Yep, I feel validated in my points before," and you forgave her for her, the way she was.
Well, I don't have enough power to forgive her.
Well, I'm just saying you understood. Now that we got to
I got validated.
Well, now she that we got to why see, she was a, but now that we see that she's going back
right
to,
back into form.
How do you feel about that?
It doesn't surprise me.
Oh.
She didn't have another video from her husband to keep her in check.
So you think that's just the only reason why she apologized and was like,
she said it herself. Oh. When he's not there to ground her. She acts like a bitch.
I don't understand, though, because it seemed like everybody was being a bitch.
I was just going to say, they were each kind of egging each other on. And when we do the same thing sitting here, we kind of egg each other on. We start talking smack because they're not in the room. And if they were in here, we probably
would. And again, from the beginning, my thing with Ginger has always been, you don't talk like that straight to their face. She said she got busted because Pearl called her out, and then she rolled her eyes and she's like, oh,
she got called out a
she got called
times.
out,
But she didn't back off and say that. No, she tried to paint it
a different color. Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
She tried to paint it like, well, I was just saying this. You know, well, I'm just irritated. She doesn't say the things that she says in confessional. If she did, I'd be 100%. That's why I was down with Bianca. Because the same thing she said in confessional is the same thing she said to their face. For me, that's, I can fuck with that.
I don't know that Bianca said everything to their face.
Oh gosh, we're already starting. Let's go. Continue.
I'm just saying.
Mark, speak your mind.
I'm just saying. I don't think Bianca. I would need to go back and watch because I wasn't on the panel, so I wasn't paying as much attention. I'm sure.
If Ginger could say at least half the things she says behind their back to their face, then I would give her as much credit.
But what about the other queens who are doing the same thing?
Right. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. I was going to say the same thing too. Kennedy was doing it.
Yeah.
And Katya was to a certain level, not quite the extent of Kennedy.
Here's the thing. When they first got saved, the three of them went backstage, and it was basically a shit fest between, they were shit talking
everyone.
Really? Yep. Yes. They were, it was like Mean Girls.
It was like Mean Girls.
It was really, and I was actually surprised.
And I will say this too, I can guarantee you, they probably sat down and were talking about something else, and a producer came over and said, talk to each other about what was out there. Don't be nice. You know what I mean? So, to an extent, you know, it's as reality as we want to call it, but whatever.
But they ripped everybody.
We're living. I'm missing my boy.
Where's your dildo?
Do you want a ring?
Where's your dildo? You mentioned that last week.
Aww.
Answer the question.
No,
I don't want a ring.
He's like, no, I don't want
a ring. I want to know.
You might turn your finger green.
She's already green. She's already. She's
not
going to
leave that ring.
No, ring. So, how do you guys feel about Ginger when she was sitting behind Max and was ripping, you know, making faces, and Kennedy making faces?
Mm-hmm. And she got called out.
But Kennedy got called out, too.
Kennedy denied that she was making faces.
She should be.
She wasn't making faces. Kennedy, and I like Kennedy. I think there's a little bit bitterness to her, but she was very, like, we all know she had the worst runway look, but she was ripping everybody else. Mm-hmm. But when it came
down... Wait, Jaden didn't have the worst runway look?
No, last week.
For me, Jaden was above last
week.
Kennedy.
Oh, last week.
Yeah, last week, Kennedy had the worst. And even, Pearls was not the best. And she even, like, you know, stated that she had already used her, which I want to bring up because I want to... This runway tonight or Snatch Game brings up, you know, an idea of being on the show. You know, I feel like you're giving a list of things to wear and to do, and I have this feeling that they only pick one, whereas I think they should be prepared to bring more than one, just in case.
More than one of each outfit.
Yeah.
Of each look.
Does that make
sense?
That
would make sense. Yeah. I don't know that everybody has that.
That would be so expensive.
But yeah, that's very important that she just said, the cost. I'm just going to say, for anybody who has ever been a drag queen that has friends that don't do drag, and Halloween rolls around, and your phone starts ringing, and they say, oh, I want to do drag. Can you help me do drag? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And you give them that list of shit that they need to buy, and then they call you the next day and go, girl, do you know how much this makeup costs? Do you know how? Yes, I'm very aware of it. And that the cost is a big thing. You know, a lot of them are on that show, not just to make more money, but it does help. And then you can go out, you can spend more money on wigs. You know, I used to get ripped all the time for wearing the same wigs on my YouTube stuff for Mickey's. I did Mickey's show once a month, and that was probably the only time I ever did drag. So I'm not going to invest in all this stuff and have 12 Death Becomes Her outfits. You know what I mean? Like,
two.
It's a financial burden.
There you have it. That's Mark's drag tip for the day. Drag is expensive.
That's right. It's expensive.
Being a real girl is expensive,
too. This is a duct tape roll.
We've even mentioned last week about Katya's costume that it didn't seem like it cost a lot of money, but it worked. So I mean, I feel like you can get away, like, have something
you can
really
if
nice.
You're creative. If you're creative and you're clever, you can get away.
And there was different aspects of that.
I don't
week.
Think Courtney Act spent a lot of money on
her costume. And I think that's another.
No, that bird, I'm sure, was expensive.
Well, the bird, yes, but the other stuff, she was just wearing a dress every week.
With the wings?
Yeah. But I'm talking about her other outfits. It's like there are some queens, and again, it's not any queen this season who really relies on body. And
Violet Chachki.
You couldn't say that because she picks out actual outfits.
Well, we'll get to it later. I think her look was very similar to last week's, but, yeah. You know, we'll get to that. But I do agree. I think, not agree because I made the statement. They should be prepared for backup. Yeah. So that's all I have to say about that. Do you think that, still with Untucked from last week, do you think Max stirred the pot a little bit? She kept asking Ginger, what do you mean by that? Kennedy, why are you making that face?
I don't know that she was stirring it up. I think she just wanted her to
I would call her answer. I was doing the same thing. Yeah. What are you making that face for?
Yeah.
Tell her how you feel.
But she didn't. They both deflected.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
It's interesting. You know what's funny is, like, the way we watch it, watching that and then going into today's episode, it's interesting to watch because Max had been a front runner so far, so you're just like, oh, they're just picking on Max because they're mad that she's
right doing
she's
well.
Doing well, and now it's like, what just happened?
Yeah,
you're really serious. That is a roll of
dice. Yes.
I was looking.
I'm not lying. It is. Okay. Here, if I can get my hand out of it.
That is crazy.
It's
just
it's like it's two strands of rhinestones that I just hot glued onto a.
Now see, that's creative.
Yeah,
and you can probably get away with that on the runway.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Interesting.
I learned that from my gal pal Raven.
My last question that I want to throw, and this is kind of an important question that kind of makes sense for this competition. Do you think the skinnier contestants are at an advantage over the big girls?
Yes. I think they always will be.
You think so?
I agree too.
Because
in any aesthetic competition.
Do you think that's
it's the
fair?
Ring? The ring is making him come to my side. It's making you come to my
side. In any aesthetic competition, I think.
You think so? Bigger,
yeah.
Okay.
Because it's easier to put on weight. I mean.
Why'd you look at me when you said that? That was very rude.
I'm so sorry.
From one big girl.
I'm wearing my corset next week because of you, Cameron.
It's easier to put on weight than it is to take off weight.
Rude. But I also think that this is a problem that we've seen with a lot of big queens where they feel like they have to have that extra personality to make up for it. And most of them do. Yeah. Like most of those big queens, they're like, hey, I'm all personality. Yeah. And the other thing is, a lot of them wear these like shapeless outfits, which is one of the things I've actually really appreciated about this season, is that the bigger queens are saying, no, just because I'm a bigger queen doesn't mean I have to look like a potato ball.
Yeah, a couch.
A couch.
But
we're going to get in trouble.
I know. Well, Latrice is all personality. She's all personality.
We're 7 episodes in, and whatever we haven't said, I'm sure it's been said.
I do want to pose a question to the like 12 to 15 people who have watched every single one of our episodes and put a thumbs down. Thank you for making us relevant.
But you know what? I appreciate that.
The thing that I tagged you in.
Yes.
That was pretty nice.
If you're watching 7 episodes in and you're, even though you're doing a thumbs down,
you're
a fan.
You're still a fan.
It's okay. Still
a fan.
Still continue to watch. I love the banter, and I love. Oh, I got a shout out,
Jonathan.
To,
how you doing in there?
I got to give a shout out to Ken Shelley and Lloyd Pulley. They backed me up. So back me up, and I'll give you a shout out. This is what I'm asking for.
And anybody who backed me up, I give you a shout out. I just don't read them, so I don't know who you are. But I love you.
So let's get to it. Episode 7, Snatch Game.
Snatch Game!
It was good. I always say
when I don't write, it's a good sign.
Yes, I didn't write very much.
Well, I did an experiment. I usually watch the episode twice, once before I get to the studio here. And I usually take notes the first time. I sat and watched the first time and took notes the second time. And I actually missed a lot of things that I... I don't know where I'm going with the story, but my experiment, I guess it worked.
Aside from that, this is good job, Kenny.
Thank you.
Moving on.
I just wanted validation.
You have it.
Did we talk about this last week, that whether we thought Max should have to change her hair?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We did.
I drink a lot, so I didn't remember.
That's okay.
But about that, it's not why.
We're not there yet.
Okay. Yeah, we'll
remind
you
about the hair.
This was my favorite Snatch Game so far, and I'm not afraid to say that.
Pretty.
Except for maybe the... Maybe season 3.
I can't even think
that was Rat Azar.
Yeah, I think maybe season three. But other than that, I think this was, it was either my first or second favorite.
It was entertaining. I'll give it that. I think there were a lot more funny moments from different queens, as opposed to in the past. It's usually been like two or three that like really nailed it, and everyone else
I would say everybody looked good.
Well, they all looked the part.
Yeah, they all looked the part.
There was nobody that I was just like, no, not. I mean, it's hard for Jaden just because she's, you know, Raven's not a plus size girl. As
she
plus.
Is. She is.
Well, not that plus.
Yeah, she.
She's pretty plus size.
She's not as big as Jaden, but she's a plus size girl.
I mean, I've seen her at Mickey's. She's not that big.
She's pretty big on.
You seen Raven Empire. Simone at Mickey's?
She's been pretty big in those Bill Cosby
and Empire.
Oh, she's an Empire?
She was. Oh. She was the mother.
Did we feel that Kennedy was probably, this was her time this week? Because they built it up at the beginning. It was kind of like the teaser. They kind of do this teaser before they do the intro.
Yeah.
And they made it, like, all the young queens, I'm talking about Violet.
Oh, because they were all trashing.
They built up the fact that she might, because we got the teaser, right? So they built up the fact that she might do a male. And as funny as she was, I still find that I have a problem with that. I do have a problem with her doing that. Guy.
Yeah, I also think you guys should tweet at us and let us know, do you have a problem with boy drag? Because I know that I'm with Michelle Visage, whereas in the past, like when Alaska did that like boy farmer thing she did, I was not on board.
What about Milk doing Rue as a man on the runway?
That's another reason.
I didn't like that either.
Now, I'm going to try to justify this, and I'm probably going to get ripped for it. Little Richard is one of those caricatures that is very feminine.
Yeah.
And he has very feminine qualities. Yeah. So I was actually okay.
I was okay with it too.
Her doing that. Now, the only problem that I had with Kennedy this episode is that, again, season seven, she was not prepared.
Yeah.
I feel like they should come in. And this is another, with the whole Violet, and mm-hmm. you're probably going to say the same thing.
No.
Bring two characters. Bring two.
I was going to say, I do know somebody who was called that hasn't been on the show. And that was when she got called, was kind of like a callback kind of mm-hmm. thing. And they one of the things they had her do was they needed to see two or three more characters she could potentially do for Snatch Game.
Right.
So she didn't get on. But I do know that they did that for her. So mm-hmm. I don't know if they did that for everybody.
Right.
But they may have said, you know, and maybe for Violet, they didn't. They were like, oh, she did some good perception. Yeah.
Right. So but I think I would assume that they the producers know going in that they'll and maybe they use that to their advantage this time.
Yeah.
I think it's a kind of a cop out for a queen to do a previous queen from a
previous
season. I agree
100%.
Sharon Needles did Michelle Visage. How is
Michelle's
that any different?
Michelle's not a queen. Michelle is a personality.
Pretty much a queen.
I'm saying like you doing someone who was just on the show like two seasons ago. I think that's I think Violet did a great job.
This is so creepy because like the words aren't coming out of my mouth, but I'm hearing them.
Okay,
so
good.
It's kind of creepy.
I think Violet did a good job. I just didn't think. I don't think. I mean, I don't know.
I don't feel like it's a cop out. I just don't think that the person that they're emulating or trying to mimic or mock or whatever. That because even that's hard. They're still too young in life as far as their character. So for me, it was boring. I don't think.
For me, I think if you can make it anything good and you can own it and you can entertain somebody during the Snatch Game, that's all that it is. Like, you could be, you could be the Pillsbury Doughboy, and if you make it funny, it's...
I forgot my Liza. I was going to have him play that. Jonathan, can you get on YouTube?
What's happening?
I forgot. I emailed. Oh, I thought I... No, I just emailed you.
Yeah, you messaged me. I'm sorry.
I was going to have him queue up my...
I feel offended
I had
right
to
now.
Do. I had to do an audition.
You left me out.
Well, I just was writing it really quick. I did... For my audition for season six, I had to do an invitation. I did Liza.
Yeah.
And I was going to... Because it's on my... It's on YouTube.
Well, let's queue that up, shall we?
Can he get on there?
He can do it.
He can.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a long
one. It's
long
at the minute 14:15 on... It's Lorraine Love... Audition season six.
Okay.
At 14:15.
While Jonathan's doing that, can we talk about any... what did you think about the whole Kennedy thing? Because you brought it up.
Well, I was entertained. I still do have a problem with her doing a man, no matter how funny the man might be, because they ripped about it so many seasons already.
But even if the man was...
I mean, if she was doing, like, like Michael Sam or something, like a football right. player, I'd be like, okay, like, yeah, no.
Katya said, snatch.
But then how do you argue, then how do you argue against, like, because Sharon Needles doesn't have a snatch and neither does Alyssa Edwards.
I wasn't a fan of Sharon Needles either.
But you brought up a great point.
I mean, that's a great point. They don't have snatches either. And it's like they imitated them. And I actually think it's okay as long as the character is effeminate. I mean, this is a show about imitating women. And Little Richard is very, not that Little Richard is a female impersonator, but...
He might as well. I'm sorry.
He's so feminine, though.
He is very feminine. You kind of have to give it a pass.
It's almost like I would even go as far to say to do Prince.
Yeah.
Prince is...
Yeah, he wears heels.
He's pretty
up there.
He's very effeminate.
And I don't think they would have let her... I don't think they would have let her do that or anything if she had... They would have... Like, I don't know what I'm saying anymore. But it's like, if you're going to kill it and you're going to do it like that and you're going to make it really good, you can only break the rules if you're going to like, kill the competition.
Now, had that character bombed, it would have been a different story. She wouldn't be even on the show. Right. So yeah. I think she took a risk, and we talk about taking risks. And she nailed it.
Yeah, sometimes risks really do work.
So taking a risk makes it okay.
All right, let me interrupt real quick. Okay. I have the video up.
Pressure. Now I'm saying I don't do impersonations. So I was going to say mine's more like I'm just going to make it funny because I can't really do impersonations.
No disclaimers.
What was the time?
14:15.
14:15.
Okay. I think this is 14 minutes. There'll be a thing that says snatch game because they break up the video into sections. It'll say snatch
game.
Can I
get to the bathroom while this
goes? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's short. I do while it's we're only waiting.
Questions. You don't have to do both questions. I think there's two, but you can just do the first one if you want.
Give me 1 second and I'll get this going.
Okay.
Okay, while we're waiting, I want to give a shout out to William Franklin, who told me that he felt like this was the best episode this season, and I feel that way too. Do you guys feel that way?
I thought it was very entertaining.
Yeah,
because I love Seymour. My other
and Ross.
Yeah, and my other one would be the Glamazon. I enjoyed that one too.
And he said because he felt these that they really gelled in this episode.
Yeah, well, I think like it helped that there were less of them.
Great editing.
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Sure. Ready.
Here we go.
Hit it.
Satchke.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Liza with a Z.
Okay, Ruth. Hannah is so hungry, the only thing that fills her up is a Virginia Slim. Yeah. MGM, me, Mickey Rooney, behind stage 8. Virginia Slims. Talk about life is a cabaret.
You look like Liza.
Sounds like her, too.
I miss Michael. My good friend Beyonce. Yeah. All the single ladies. Yeah, I sang her song. Oh, sorry, Rue. All right. Sally the psychic is so slutty, instead of reading your palm, she reads your DVD insert. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bob Fosse, Halston. Oh, amazing show. Yes. Everybody was there. Everybody. Studio 54 people. Everybody was there. I know everybody, Rue. Yes. Do you know who my mother is? Cabaret. Life is a cabaret, old chum.
Okay, stop it.
Wow.
She does that, though. I've seen her live in concert, and she does that. Like, she's like, I met this person, and I did this. Exactly. Yes.
So that's what I did when I was doing it. I was like, you know, I don't do impersonations. I was like, I just got to find something that's... I can make fun of, that I can be fun. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I sound like Liza at all. Okay. And I watched all kinds of impersonation videos of people to try and get it. I was like, I can't do it. I'm just going to do that stupid laugh and talk about it.
Okay, so here's my question to you, Mark. If you get on season 8, let's say you happen to do season 8, and there's another queen that is doing Liza, what would you do in that situation?
I don't know. I've thought about that. She would do Raven. I would do 1-2-3 Jackie B.
Yes!
You can go
I don't know. I've thought about that. I don't know because I really don't do impersonations at all. And I did Liza once on stage, and it wasn't even like that. Like I thought I that one I I thought it was pretty
good. Yeah, it was funny.
For not really doing it.
Yeah. It looked pretty good.
That's good.
I think so. I
Go
think
ahead,
for
trash
this.
That's good.
I think
no, they will.
For okay. this,
oh,
it's
they
like,
will. Oh, they will. Well, that's why, Mark. Yeah.
This is obviously.
Mark. Move left. Move left. Move left.
This is obviously a setup for drama. So it's like they don't. Coming into this, it's like they. Everybody who, like, the producers and Rue, they know that these two people have picked the same two right. characters. And it's like, yes, they might have done the call, like you said, that your friend got, where it's like, okay, make sure you have backups.
Riley was super prepared. I'm sorry.
Well, not only that, the way, if you watch the episode again, you see Violet in the background. She says, I'm going to do Donatelle. And Fame comes in the same shot and yeah. says, no, I'm going to do it. I feel like that was a little staged.
Totally. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, you know, producers, they know what's going on.
The keyword is produced.
Yeah.
So it's produced. You don't think Violet was super prepared for Alyssa Edwards?
I know.
She killed it.
There's, yeah, there's no way she did that at the last minute and yeah. hadn't really put some time
in. She did
the
a great job. Everything. Although, right. I felt like, because, again, it's like Rue has seen all of the audition videos. And so it's like, Rue would know who does the better Donatella, and it seemed like she was setting Fame up for failure. Like, right. you knew that no.
she
didn't do that good
she
of a job.
Be. Fame's
so,
been in the bottom. This isn't the first time
well,
Fame's been in the bottom.
Okay, so in the walkthrough, Rue, with Fame, she was like, so you're going to change what you're doing for another contestant. Do you agree with her giving
yes,
her that advice?
I did.
She basically said, you know, you need to do what you need to win as opposed to doing what's best for somebody else.
Why? Because last episode and in on the Tucked, Fame had a meltdown and was like, she was upset with Pearl and how she was helping Pearl out and she felt like she had a breakdown, right? My thing is, at some point, it's a competition. You do have to care for yourself more. You can't blame other people if you allow them to drag you down because they ask for help.
But I just, I found it very interesting that Miss Fame was willing to change and do somebody else, where Violet was like, no, I'm going to do Donatella, and that's going to be the end of it. You know what I mean? And she actually, again, she did better. Alyssa Edwards, again, I really wouldn't care, you know, but I think she did a good job. But I find it very interesting that, of how that all played out. And
I'm going to start sounding like a broken record. We're just assuming that that was not produced.
Right. But I will say that
just
this
saying.
Is the first.
I don't want to be like that all the time. But.
This is the first episode where I really liked Violet because I felt this was the first time that Violet was really like in the competition. Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
And not just dressing like she was in the competition. We know she dresses well, but this is the first time where she wasn't like, oh, this challenge is like not my thing or whatever.
But I think, and I think Pearl too. I think Pearl too.
You know why? Because they were the one that they always complain about being a group challenge. Now this was the one first challenge mm-hmm. that they can rely on themselves and they didn't have to worry about being in a group.
Yeah.
So the walls weren't up as much.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pearl, I think she kind of got robbed.
She did get robbed.
I think Kennedy, I don't know Big Ange. I don't know that person.
To me, it didn't even matter.
Okay.
I think Kennedy did. I think she rocked with Little Richard, and I'm glad. I did appreciate her. I think Pearl was pretty fucking
yes.
funny. I thought it was very, very interesting how she portrayed
but
that
But was
character.
She good because... I mean, we have to admit, her bar has been pretty low up until now. So had her bar been a lot higher prior to this, would we think that she was as good?
I think her bar, since the award show, maybe that was two episodes ago. I think since that episode, her bar has, stock has gone up.
Gone up. I agree.
So, and
I
think it's this episode has stayed at that level.
Yeah.
So that's just my opinion.
I picked Pearl over Kennedy, kind of even. Ginger was my winner for me.
Ginger would be, I think, and again, it's like, I'm not familiar with Big Ange, but it still cracked me up. It was one of those situations where if you do pick a character where maybe not everybody knows, like, you know everybody's going to know who Sharon Needles is watching this.
Right.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily know that everybody knows who Big Ange is.
Right.
So it's like, you have to make it that much more
but
of a
like,
character.
You know, and like Rue says, if you can make, I just want you to make me laugh.
Yeah.
You know, and she made us laugh. So of course we're not going
to,
you know.
And I thought Adele was an interesting character to pick too, because she does some quirky stuff like on the red carpet or at award shows, but like you don't necessarily see Adele as a comedic.
No, I'm on you. Sorry. I'm with it.
But the way that it came across, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was one of the best.
I think for me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think for me the reason that I thought that was brilliant was because it was like it's not just that, like, she did a character and she got these characterizations, but she had her own jokes that were funny, yeah, that weren't just mannerisms.
Right.
And she attempted to do that, her accent, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That, well, I was going to say, the British accent is just kind of funny anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she by far had the best line to Katya. I love you, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Which was random.
Which, yeah, it was brilliant. It was, she did look like Justin
Bieber. Yeah. I had a question. Sorry, this might be super stupid. Is Little Richard out of the closet?
I would assume.
That's a good question.
I don't know, actually.
You know what? The whole.
So now I'm thinking. Wait.
Maybe it's a little disrespectful. Elton John.
Well, and the whole and I just read that Barry Manilow just got married to his husband. So yeah, and I didn't know that he was out and about.
Really.
So.
No, I'm saying because...
You didn't know that he was out.
Katya made jokes about, like, glory holes and gay lifestyle in... As Little Richard. So... Just saying.
Well, the show aired, so well, I don't think she's gonna get sued. Yeah.
I don't care about that either, but I'm saying as far as respect, okay, rock on.
Yeah. I think the one that kind of got lost for me was Katya, and I love Katya. Susie Orman was good.
Yeah.
I just didn't think
you expected more.
I agree with Michelle. I think her feelings in the special issue, social issue segment of our show, when she has her, this week's topic, addiction.
Her breakdown.
I got that, and I understand that. And I actually appreciate that moment between her and Fame. I thought it was a little random. Because I've never seen the two of them click.
You know, but she must know because she knew that she was an alcoholic.
Yeah, they know.
Well, and Fame's mother says it in the video.
In the video from last week.
And then you can also, if you notice too, when they come into for the Untucked, there are a lot of non-alcoholic drinks there.
Yes.
There's not just one. Yes. There's more. There's multiple.
There looks like water.
Interesting enough about that topic, before they had their little sit down, Katya actually made a confessional joke about, well, I was addicted to alcohol, crystal meth, and something else.
Which the first,
I thought that was a joke.
I thought so too. The first time I watched it, I was like, I laughed. And then tonight I was like, she was actually meaning that.
Yeah. Yeah. That. I got that after.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people, and I see this with a lot of comedians, you know, that, you know, they have these addictions and these, you know, substance abuse issues, but they use the comedy to hide that. And then, like, when they overdose or commit suicide, and I know this is getting really heavy, I'm like, oh my God, he was the funniest thing. You think life would be so good for these people, but...
Well, I mean, if we're talking about Robin Williams, which is what I think you're referencing...
Well, among other people.
As far as, you think that these people, because they're comedians, it's like, you touch so many people, and you made them laugh, and you just made their life delightful, like... It's so interesting to see that it's like, oh my gosh, they're struggling with these like inner problems, and that's why they're trying to do that.
There are a lot of comedians
that are super funny, but they also are their opposite, like they're polar extremes, right? Manic depressive.
But I feel like they use that, the comedy, to suppress or to
hide it.
Yeah.
It's a coping mechanism.
Ginger.
She
admitted it.
I wonder what the addiction was
for
both. Like, Katya? I don't think Miss Fame.
I mean, Katya, she...
I think Matt, yeah, we got that, issue. But I don't really know.
I think Fame... I felt the same for Fame, too, but then somebody mentioned alcohol.
Yeah.
Just curious.
But and again, if you're an addict for one drug, generally, they have you stay away from other drugs as well.
Right? Yes. So, right. Yeah. It's not like you can stay away from alcohol,
and
but then
extract.
But then do cocaine.
So Mark,
or chicken dip.
It's true. For season 8, we need to give you an addiction so you can get on the show.
I always say that for any reality show. I said, I think my just too. I don't have. Well, I mean, I have addictions, but we can't talk.
So what do you want to get addicted
stirring
to?
Up. I don't know.
You want heroin?
Okay.
Cocaine.
Whatever makes me skinny.
Okay.
So Cameron stops looking at me. When you're talking about
looking
fat
at you
people.
For
other rude.
I just need to hold up a mirror for that. Runway.
Can I say something?
Yes. Fuck Rue's dress. I'm sorry. That was ugly as frock.
I liked it until that red piece wasn't attached.
Until you realized she was wearing a fruit roll up.
I liked her hair, though. I did love her hair.
Bingo.
And she looked like she had a little trouble walking in it as well.
From the distance, when you're looking at it from a distance, you're like, oh, I like these colors. And then she comes up and I'm like, oh, for roll up. Well, no.
Okay, I was fine from the front, and then they cut to the back of it, and it was that
the
piece,
red paneling
was hanging up.
Yeah.
And Mark even mentioned, he's like, I thought it was all one.
Like, I thought it was like what do they call it? Yeah, it was a patch, what is it called?
Color blocking.
Color blocking. I thought it was like a color block dress, so I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. But then when she moved and I saw it moving, I'm like, oh, it's like a flap. Yeah. And I didn't like that.
I think if the flap was longer,
the hair was cute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The hair was very cute.
This what was are we another saying? Neck up. That's what I was, yeah. I wrote that down. I was like, Rue looks good. Neck up.
Like, her hair was amazing.
Was
I thought
great.
Her hair was
great. I love that.
And then our judges, of course, were, they were in the, they were mm-hmm. contestants.
And Michael Urie.
Which I didn't watch Ugly Betty, so I didn't know who he was.
Yeah,
and
know.
He just did a
he was
show
the gay assistant for Vanessa Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never watched that show, so.
He just did a live show here, too. Oh my God, I forgot the name of it.
And,
sorry,
and Ross was, I love Ross. He should be permanent.
He is, Ross yes. Is he's hilarious.
He's one of my favorite. He actually
I loved
Tamar.
His impression of Morgan Freeman. It was so accurate.
Right?
Yeah. Interesting enough, too. A lot of people don't understand that Tamar, she's Toni Braxton's youngest sister. She's actually a really good singer, but she's TV show, right? She has the Braxton Family Values and Tamar invents their own show. The thing with Tamar is she has a lot of one-liners that she owns, like Get Your Life.
Which we have heard
a seat,
that many times.
You know, and the whole lip smacking thing. Yeah, she was the .com. But, so, I mean, she's kind of like a little...
She's a brand.
Icon.
She's a brand.
Yeah.
And I thought she was hilarious. I never watched any of those shows. Chain.
She's one of those manic...
You know, the first time was that of my exposure to her was Snatch Game. Mm-hmm. When the bus stop girl.
Dieter.
No. The bus stop girl.
Oh, didn't Dieter do it? No, Dieter did Wendy Williams. Sorry.
You never talked about
Roxy Andrews, yeah.
Which I thought she was going to fail, and she did really well.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Well, my girl's at? Well, I'm going to say... this is actually what I was going to say, was I'm not a... When they said leather and lace, I was already kind of like, ugh.
Why?
Because it's so, like, it's just like, and literally, like, I started starring, and then I was just like, it's exactly what I thought it was going to be. I mean, everybody, they all looked the same. And I feel like it's that standard... Starting to do drag, I'm just going to go buy lace and garter belts and leather and corset it. And that's what they all look. I wish somebody would have done something.
I thought Ginger looked different.
I love Ginger's too.
I think Ginger was different. Well, the two people who wore other than black, Ginger and Pearl. I thought it was interesting. Now, the only thing that I have about Pearl's dress is it exposed her legs, and we all know the walk.
Yeah.
It worked in her favor. From
and
last
the jacket
week?
Looked a little too, like, it just looked like a big clunky jacket to me. Like
I didn't mind that. I
felt like she's worn that jacket before.
She
which
wore it
was
in the
first
Meet
episode.
The Queens,
yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
Which was that was the only thing I had where it was like, that jacket is a very distinctive item.
Yeah.
It's not
Mark's comment, that's all she could afford.
I'm not going to, you know, blame for that. That I don't, doesn't bother me.
It's a very distinctive item to have. And again, I like Pearl. It's just a very distinctive item to have as like your centerpiece of your outfit when you've worn it before as the centerpiece of your outfit.
Yeah.
You know what my comment was for everyone in general? They all pretty much have the same hair. Yeah. There was nothing big. It was all like dominatrix. Everything
yeah.
was
well, that's what I, and that was as soon as I heard leather and lace, that's what I was like. That's they're all going to do. They're all going to
so,
be
and
like
who's your favorite then? Out of that,
Ginger, and I did like Fame, even though it was still along the same lines as everybody else. I did give her, and this is what I was going to say though too. We were talking about Katya, just like when we started, and I had only seen the Meet the Queens, so I'm really—I mean, other than Jasmine Masters. Watching the videos, all I have to go by are those videos. Okay, I know Jasmine as a person. Like, we've hung out and drank together and performed together. When I saw her Meet the Queen, I was like, I don't even know who that is. That's not even the person that I know. Like, it didn't capture who I, in my head, when I picture Jasmine, that's not what I pictured. So I'm sure some of those other girls, Pearl being one of them, did nothing for me. And I tweeted about her resting bitch face, and I said she should look like she would be happy to be there. I get now, because I know her, it makes a little more sense to me. But what I was going to say is, like, Katya, she is so charismatic and has such a personality. I didn't even care that her outfit looked like everybody else. I just wanted to watch her. And that's that little piece that's missing for some of them is you can have that, but if you can work that runway and you can entertain me while that 5 seconds you're on stage.
Well, that was like Katya last week. After going back and rewatching that, I thought her concept was great, but mm-hmm. I didn't think she was the best dressed, but she sold it. And right. I think that's why she won. Yeah. So, and I do agree with you. The only thing, I try not to watch anything
before.
I just want to see the pictures on the website, just so I know who's going to be on the show. I don't want to know anything about, mm-hmm. I don't want to meet any queen. I want that first entrance into the workroom to be my first impression.
Most improved for me was Kennedy.
Yes! Okay, so, her body and her hair looked great.
Now, I didn't like her hair.
Here's the thing. I saw...
This is different.
The screening room is a bigger. It's like a theater-sized television. So on that television, I didn't get to see the details that I saw on HD.
Well, when I watch Untucked, I see a lot because on the computer you see so much more detailed than what we see. Yeah. I'm like, that was actually kind of cool.
Well, so. In this case, I saw the details the first time. I was like, I'm not feeling it. And so when I saw it on the bigger screen, you guys were like, oh wow,
yeah.
I can see why you guys. And maybe it photographs like the Michael Urey was like, oh, I want to climb you. Maybe he saw something. It's probably translated.
It looked different.
For me, it just didn't translate the way I, you know.
Because I think Fame is beautiful, but it wasn't anything new or different for me. I still like it. But as far as dramatic difference from last week, I mean, she was a flaming chicken last week.
Right. I loved her look.
Last week.
Last week?
Kennedy. I thought you were talking about Fame. No. I loved Fame's look.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
Yeah. Kennedy's look.
That breakdown? Okay, so the breakdown with Max, that was so weird. It was so weird.
Okay, first of all,
the corset.
No, just everything.
She's on the stairs singing. It just,
I felt like, okay, when I saw that moment, I was like, this has to be, because we know that they tape for hours and hours and hours. I'm like, what if this happened and she, because it looked to us like seconds, like the same thing happened with the Willem filming, right. Where you were just mm-hmm. like, oh, he ran and threw up and came back, and what just happened?
Yeah.
Like, this was another one of those moments for me where I was like, I don't know what's happening, but it looks like Max is losing her mind.
It could have been one of those moments because, you know, she had to take a break, and she probably and was just sitting there singing to herself. They probably were off at craft services, and a producer and one of the cuts said, we're going to put this in and have Michelle do her little look, and we're going to put it together. To justify her leaving.
Because, like, it just looks... Otherwise, it's so out of context and so bizarre that you're like, why would she do that?
Well, then she mentioned that she's like, I'm going to seize the moment, which is what Tamar had said about somebody else or something. Yeah. So I think they tried to tie it in. You could be totally right about
that. Right. So, who knows?
Spliced!
Yeah. I mean, I applaud her for doing a different hair color.
But it seems like in the lip sync that she wasn't even trying. And that was the thing that depressed me because I was I'm a huge Max fan now. And it's like, not huge Max fan, what am I saying? I like
you
Max.
Like her.
I like Max. And I
she's
don't
a petite
think she's. I'm a petite Max fan.
Do you think, though?
I don't think she should have gone home.
Do you think, though, that if. It were a different song. I'm a firm believer that, like, me doing. Oh, God. There's just certain songs I just in drag would never do.
But you know what? This is.
So it's hard sometimes for that, because they only have this one song.
Right. Right.
And I feel like visually it fit Jaden better.
I think it's the luck of the draw. It's like that season with Latrice and Kenya Michaels I'm every woman, but the Aretha Franklin song.
Yes. Yeah.
How can you outdo Latrice Lerae doing that song? It was just the luck of the draw. I Jaden's outfit completely was.
I vote that they bring Kenya Michaels back.
Everybody needs an Ewok.
But we're gonna get there. So I think Max gave it her
I think she did good for what she was given.
I was a little disappointed in her look. I think it's something that's been done.
It was blah.
But I just felt like they all looked kind of the same to me.
But I don't think that her wearing gray hair would have made it any better for her.
No.
That's the first thing.
But I don't think wearing black hair made it better either.
I don't think it was
I think if she had her gray hair. I just don't Max, if you want to wear gray hair, wear freaking gray hair.
But that's my point. My point is, you can't use gray hair as your excuse as to why you got kicked off. You didn't get kicked off because you changed your brand. No.
Okay.
I'm trying to prevent.
He's predicting next week.
I don't think she will. I don't think she's that dumb.
I should have worn my gray hair. I would still be there.
I don't think so. No, I don't think she will. I will say that I did appreciate the co-winners. This was the first
time.
I didn't appreciate that at all.
Should have been one winner.
Now,
everybody's got to get their feather jacket.
That's right.
Some cheap-ass prize.
I can hot glue some for you for next week.
That will be amazing.
And
I don't even have to do the snatch game to get them.
We have a snatch. What are you talking about?
Hot glue feathers.
And as a lot of viewers predicted, someone's coming back. Mm-hmm. And I think we all know who that
Lorraine
is.
Lorraine Love.
Santino. Predicting is coming back, I think it kind of sucks for the show because people have been speculating that this person's coming back for weeks now.
Are we not allowed
Trixie,
to say?
Trixie,
I was like, are we not supposed to say?
But I would be surprised if somebody else aside from Trixie would be coming back.
I think the only person is Max. I think
it's got to be Max or Trixie.
I could.
Because I thought Max was top three material.
I wouldn't mind Kasha. I wouldn't even mind.
We clearly know it's not Jasmine Master.
No. No, I don't.
I mean, disclaimer.
She'd come back with packed bags.
Can I?
She's like, I'm just going to leave these bags and take out an outfit.
I just hope that it doesn't. It's not a repeat of Karma Career or Kenya Michaels. Don't bring them back and then eliminate them.
Every time they've come back, they were the next.
This one eliminated. Yeah. I don't want that to happen. However, if it's Trixie, she's been gone for 3-4 weeks now. Yeah. I think that's an unfair advantage if she comes back and like gets to the final. I think that's unfair. This isn't Survivor. You can't just pluck them out of the jungle and then put them back in and starve them to death again.
I don't know how I feel about that. Make your comments. I'll comment on it.
I want to give some shout-outs really quick.
Jackie's going to give out shout-outs.
Hear you. Patanamu Okay. Shout-out. This is your shout-out.
I love that name.
Justin Greeneye says, we have a great podcast. This is from comments on iTunes and YouTube.
Yeah, I always forget that we podcast. People are driving.
Comment on iTunes, and you'll get a shout-out. Pete Wentz is for Lovers 21. So this is one of their...
Pete Wentz
is for Lovers.
Oh, but is it like isn't Pete Wentz what's his name?
Yeah, but this is Pete Wentz's fan, not actually Pete Wentz.
Oh, okay. All right.
Says this is one of their favorite shows.
He's probably a stalker. Keep going.
Jesse Dawn looks forward to every episode.
I know Jesse Dawn.
Kitty.
I slept with Jesse Dawn.
Kitty Girl Zoe says, we are everything.
Everything.
Oh, that's and a different then song.
These are all repeats from last week.
Yay, Jackie May shout outs.
Yay. Oh, and I've been doing this Periscope thing. I don't really understand how you can find me on Periscope. I think I signed it up as 123 Jackie B. I'm kind of.
Oh, yeah.
I know, we're being played up.
Keep talking.
I only
it's like.
Keep
going, we people were, getting
kicked the this other is your people moment. Ran late before us. I'm not getting kicked off.
Are we doing predictions?
Yes, we're going
to
do predictions.
They. I don't really understand how it works, but I've been trying to do it. So if you want like behind the scenes views of us before we air, I'm going to be doing it for the next couple episodes, little behind the scenes live videos on Periscope.
Shout out for Jackie for running Waldo tonight.
That's right.
Good thoughts with that.
Yeah. Predictions for next week.
I was totally wrong last week.
predicting one or predicting two?
Who's your bottom two?
Yeah. Bottom two, Jaden again and Fame.
My bottom two.
Those are my bottom two.
My bottom two is going to be Jaden and whoever comes back from last week. Sorry, Shanji. You're going to go home yet again. Cam.
I'm going to shoot for Kennedy again. Kennedy and whoever comes back.
Okay.
Trixie.
That's it. Jackie, did you go?
Oh, yeah. No, mine were mine was same part.
Jaden and
Fan. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Make your comments, good or bad. That's it for this week. Again,
help me figure out Periscope.
We will post if we get on Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's right.
So, fingers crossed, Tuesday is 8 o'clock, so we'll get to do both the episode and Untucked. Same week. Thank you for
joining
us. Same
AfterBuzz time, same AfterBuzz place.
See you later. Love you. Follow us on Twitter.
123 Jackie B.
Now you can play us off.
Now you may play us off. AfterBuzz TV.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Tag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.